Blog Talk Radio.
Anointing fall on me. Anointing fall on me. Let the power of the Holy Ghost fall on me. Anoint me. Anoint Jesus. Need you to fall on me, Jesus.
Fall on me.
Anoint Would you fall on me, Lord? Let the power, let the power, let the power of the Holy Ghost
flow.
Lift your hands and say, fall on me, fall.
Fall on me.
Anointing, anointing, anointing.
Anointing.
Would you fall on me, Jesus? Fall.
Fall
devil.
On me.
Let the power.
Let the power
of the Holy Ghost.
Holy Ghost.
Fall.
Fall on me.
Anointing.
Fall.
Say just one more time. If you want double for everything you've gone through, just say anointing. Would you fall on me, Jesus?
Fall on me.
I can't make without you, anointing. Would you fall on me, Jesus?
Fall.
Come on. Now say, let the power of the Holy Ghost.
Thank you.
God for his Holy Spirit. I thank him for what he does for us each time that we try to come together. I truly, truly thank him for his Spirit. And I was, every time I hear that song, you know, some of us been around a little while, know that people normally sing that song at a home going on, from us, y'all would say, you know. I wanted to tell you, Jesus told them something one day. He's going to a place. He's going some places that you and I is looking forward for him to come back one day and receive us to him. I think about the love that he had for us, knowing that he had to go somewhere for you and I. You know, he's preparing the place right now for you and I, you know. Someone can say a song, say, I'm going up yonder. I'm going young to be with my Lord. I thank God for what he have bestowed for the church. You know, we don't have to worry about it anymore because he accomplished something you and I can look at right now and say that we have a place. It's been prepared for you, for everyone who believes, you know. But there might be some, you know, still got their head down, still heart is heavy. I want to tell you, you can look for this one thing that God give us, and he told us about his love that he had for us. He had a strong love for us, and I'm going to do this, and I'm going to tell you like this. I don't know no other way to put it to you that no man will be exempt. No man. Nobody. I don't care how good you are and what you have said and how you can get up to speak and what you can't speak. And, you know, now we got the women doing what they do and the man doing what they doing. And man, woman. And, I mean, everything just going everywhere. Kids getting killed. Men going in fighting against their own brothers. Daughters fighting against their mother. You know, things just doing what they wanted to do. You know, and Jesus said that's, he told us in one of his books that what they had. Oh, help me, Holy Spirit. I really believe we need to be reminded as much as possible that how we just don't know how close we are for him coming. Somebody said, what you saying? He is truly coming. But I want to encourage you with something you probably read a little while back. But I want to encourage you today again about it, that the Holy Spirit has us, comfort us at such a time like this. I thank God for the Holy Spirit. I thank him for what he has in store for the church. I just want to say some soft words to you and not hold you too long. Just let you know God is he's here. You know, some people question it because they got so much pain because someone left. You know, but then some leave on different note. So, you know, there's going to be some going, like we read the other day on Monday, John got beheaded, you know. He got his head cut off, you know, to my serving the Lord, getting his head cut off, completely dismantled from his body and amputated off his body because he told someone about their business and told them it was wrong while they were doing it. You're gonna get. I'm gonna say this again. If you're really doing God's work, you're gonna get talked about. You're gonna be misunderstood a lot. But you don't worry about trying to fix what God already fixed. It's already fixed. It's just a matter of time. Your day and my day gonna be. You know, we don't have to worry about fighting the truth no more. Because he's gonna say, "Come on, up on line. You was over a few things, my brother. But come on, Bubba Lahab, I'll make you up a minute." Them days is coming real stronger than we think. It's our best teach and preach the word of God to keep us focused on what the task is, the assignment he gave all of us. You know, no one, I keep saying it, is living perfect. But some of them, you might have a heavy heart right now. Some of them you can't even burn right now. You know what I'm talking about? But I found out in the word, is there anything too hard for God? We don't want to take nothing in life to make it like it's hard for God. It's not. It's nothing too hard for God. It's impossible for man, though, but not for God. He can do anything and have done anything. And matter of fact, he can bring you through anything. That's why I love the word. That's why we come out. It's a little different, you know, now because we try to our best to try to come in and have a service, you know. We know this ain't a physical church, but we believe when we all come together, we have the church. We believe that we're not saying we structure like a church, you know, who is the pastor, who is the elder, who is the bishop. We're not even on that trip. Well, we are trying to come out here to encourage one another in this day. Start your day off with the Lord, you know. This is the day I'm going to wake up. I'm not going to go through all this food today. I want to start my day off with the word of God. I want to be encouraged about what the time we're in right now. And I want to let you know, you might hear scriptures in the Bible. If you've been on here for the last 2.5 years, you probably hear a lot of scriptures. We're going to present to you each and every day. But what it is that you're being shown how close it is and being warned how close it is. So we want you to be ready when he comes. We want you to know that God wants us here like we are right now, you know. If I can just put the pen on, just be encouraged this morning, if you're going through something about somebody dying, someone about to die, somebody already in transition, you didn't watch this here, you didn't bury the remains, You know, that's what it was when you went laid them, we call the rest, you know what I'm talking about? But trust me, that's nothing but a, the Bible said the body will go back to the dirt. It will. It comes from the dirt, it'll go back to the dirt. So what we do, we lay them to rest. They will lay to rest soon they close their eyes. And when they close their eyes, when it, like when Jesus said he gave up the ghost, you know, and God held them in a place right now we call, they're resting right now. So, man, what are you talking about? You know, we always say they're in heaven. We say well, they're already there. I just believe in the book. There's two places you wouldn't already been before, but I want to look at a few things, and I'm gonna shut my little book, you know, and let God speak to us, because God don't want us to be worrying about death. He don't want us to be worrying about like it's a strain on you. Like, you know, he want us to know that's gonna be a happy moment for us, because we really believe that if you be absent out this body, you'll be present with the Lord. We believe that. Any believer that walk with the Lord believe that if he or she been absent from this body, will be present with the Lord. We believe that. I'm gonna say it one more time. You have to believe it. No matter who you're around, don't believe. You have to believe it all the way. So just a few encouraging words for you before we get out of here. Let you know it's recording the book. Two places I want to encourage you this morning. That's John 14. And 1 Thessalonians and 4. Two things I want to encourage you this morning. Just be encouraged, you know, about this we call death, because it's people going every day, man, sometimes in droves, like it did with the young people down in Texas, like they're doing it in a lot of neighborhoods right now, killing each other all over the world. You know, dying and killing is there, you know what I'm talking about? So we just have to be closer to God to understand that things going on around this world, he already know. When we make our petition and our supplication to him, he already know. Somebody said, well, I got some things I need to do. But God got the expiration date for all of us. I don't care how much you put it together. You put your portfolio up and you got everything lined up how you're going to do. And man, brothers and sisters, it can be changed in a minute, in an hour. By us just transition from out of this body into that resting place until he comes. Oh, Heavenly Father, we come to the throne of grace. We come in the most humblest mind that we know how, Lord. We thank you, Father God, for your sweet spirit that you always been in the midst. Lord, we thank you, Father God, for you for the things you already said and already done. We ask you, Father God, to forgive us for any sins we have done, known and unknown. Lord, we just thank you, Father God, for the understanding of your word, Lord. We just ask you, Father God, to help us today, Lord, to receive, help us to teach and preach thy word, Lord. Guide us, Father God, that we go through your word carefully, Lord, not unadulterated your word, Lord, but, Lord, take your word and allow it to speak to the people, Lord. Let it guide the people into this old crooked old world, Lord, that we try to defend sometimes, Lord. But, Lord, let your Holy Spirit guide us and be humble, Lord, and have a humble spirit. So, Lord, we want to speak to the ones that are really heavy right now. We want to speak to the ones that are really thinking about their loved ones, thinking about somebody that just transitioned on, some by a way of natural cause, some by this way of this brutal murders, Lord. So we just pray for this world, Lord, that Father God, that you, whenever you come back, we'll be ready to receive what you have for us, Lord. Lord, thank you, Father God, for your son, Lord. Thank you for your son that he died on Calvary, Lord. He just didn't die, Lord. He went to the grave like he said, and he rose on the third day. Now he sits beside thee, Lord, on the right-hand side. Lord, thank you for him, Lord. Thank you for you, Lord. Thank you for your ever present with us if we try to do your words, Lord. Help us, Lord, that where we stumble, Lord, and fall, that you be there, the Father God. Help us to keep walking, Lord, earnestly walking out your love, Lord. Thank you. Thank you for your love. And this we pray in Jesus' name. Amen. The Bible said, let not your heart be troubled. If you believe in God, be also in me. Now, I'm going to give you something. It's written in red. You've probably heard it 1,000 times. But we come to encourage it because there are some very, very heavy-hearted people out there. Some are still worrying about things that people have been passed for a while. And it comes up sometimes. But Jesus said, let not your heart be troubled. You believe in God. Be also in me. In my Father's house are many mansions. If it were not so, I would have not told you. I go to prepare a place for you. I'm going somewhere when I get there. He said, if I go and prepare a place for you, I will come again, help me, Holy Spirit, and receive you unto myself, that where I am, there you may be also. And whether I go, you know in the way you know it. I love this book. You got to really, really listen to the word. You really got to believe. If you believe in Jesus Christ, if you believed in the death, burial, and the resurrection, you believe that God raised his son up out of that grave. These words are comforting to us right now because he know his disciples when he gave them this task to preach this uncompromising gospel. He had to prepare their heart because he knew there's going to be some time, there's going to be some oppositions coming their way that they're going to have to believe. They're going to have to trust in what they're preaching and teaching that is right. And he told them, don't worry about it. If you believe in God, now, that's what he told them. Believe also in me. That's what he told them that. And he told them that. He said, I'm going to go in this house I'm living. Some people book say rooms, you know. And wherever it's stated in your mind, in your heart, you just receive it like, I just know this here. King James said mansions, you know. You know, there are going to be some things that you think a mansion now, you ain't seen nothing till you see the handwork of God. When you get to see the home he's building for us, you know. You know it's got to be large, you know what I'm talking about, because look at this here. How many people have left this earth? If they know the Lord, if they accepted the Lord, their Savior, they will be in this mansion. Oh, help me, Holy Spirit. And he told them, this is why, see, he got doubts. He had doubts. People saying things they might have. I heard lately. They'll say, but he told them right here, this is because he knows somebody always doubts. He said, I would have not told you. That's what he said. But then he said, pride that if it was not so. He means there is some people right there in right around him is not going to believe this. He said, I wouldn't have told you this if it wasn't going to be so. He said, one thing, I'm not a liar, and the liar is not in me. Then he encourages us. He said, because when he go, he's going to prepare this place, and then if he don't, he can't what? He came back and received it, but so he's going into to prepare this place so he can be able to receive us to him. So I love this thing like this. You know, I'm not doing this in the name of Jesus. When I'm reading the book right now, I've been reading it for a little while, and I've been reading it, and I start thinking about when he penning this and they listening to him because it's in red. Jesus was getting them ready for his. This is part of away from them. Jesus is getting us ready right now for him taking us out this body. Because some of us need to know that you're not going to be here forever. You're not going to be here forever. I don't care what age you are right now, you're not going to be here forever. You're going to leave out this body. And you need to know the Lord before you get out this body. You need to make him a personal relationship with him before you get out this body. He told them, you know where I'm going. See, some of us got him in the heart. We should know where he is, and we know the way to get there. And the way to get there, I guess I just go on and read it anyway. I've been quoting it a little bit. Let me go on and read it anyway. Can I read it for myself? This is going to be for me. I read this, and I'm going to read it one more time. He said that if thou should confess with thy mouth the Lord Jesus, and thou should believe in thy heart that God has raised him from the dead, thou shalt be saved. For with the heart, help me, Holy Spirit, with the heart now, man believe unto righteousness, and with the mouth, what he confessed is made unto salvation. For the scripture says, whosoever believe on him should not be ashamed. For there is no difference, help me, Holy Spirit, between Jew and Greek. For the same Lord is over all, is rich unto all that call upon him. And for whoso shall call upon the name of the Lord shall be saved. 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 You need to know this here. You need to know this can happen anytime. No one, ain't too many people holding their hands up. You know, ain't too many of them. Now, I ain't saying that some are not holding their hand up. Say, Lord, come, Jesus. But the righteous are. Help me now. The righteous are really calling God to come back and remove us from this we call life. There's people praying for God to come back right now. There's people praying and lifting their voice to the Lord right now. Just like the songwriter said, I'm going up yonder. That's a form of saying that I'm not worrying about this place right now. Now I'm absent. Now I'm going up to the Lord. And when I'm going to rejoice, because I know it wasn't going to be just because of my work. It's going to be because of Jesus' blood. Help me, Holy Spirit. See, you might not understand me so far, but watch this here. Thomas said unto him, Lord, we know not whither thou goest, and how can we know the way? Jesus said unto him, I am the way and the truth and the life. No man, help me, Holy Spirit, come unto the Father but by me. If you have known me, you should have known my Father also. And from henceforth, you know him. And look at it, and you have seen him. Help me, Holy Spirit. And I know it's a mystery. I know people wrestling with if Jesus is God. I know people really trying to their best to discredit the Bible, make it sound like it's contradicting itself. I'm going to say this just to pass on this just a little bit, but I'm going to tell you there are some people like Thomas. Do not believe. There are some people running around here just not going to believe unless they see it. Unless they see it. And Jesus told him in scripture, verbatim, he said, for henceforth you know him and he has sent me. If you know him, you know God sent Jesus. If you know him, and once we keep reading, you're going to find out when you see him, you've seen the Father. Help me, Holy Spirit. I don't know why people wrestle with that. I don't know why they want to toss around with it. They probably want to be controversial. That's a cool word to say. But I'm telling you, some of this thing we be messing with about God is almost like blaspheming the Holy Ghost to me. Be careful how you use God's word. You be careful as you see the Bible says, after you know it, after you've been in the Holy Ghost and came on you, after all this came in and you deny it, brother, you lose the sacrifice of sin. You use it. You lose it. So that's why we said be careful when you're trying to be so smart and want to have a little talk with somebody about the word of God, because you can have yourself set up in hell. Don't you know you're doing it? But I thank God for his mercy. I thank God for his mercy because sometimes I need to go find it again that he'll allow us to make that error too. You know. But once you come in knowledge of it, it's not an error no more. Help me, Holy Spirit. Once you find out about it, know it. You can't say you error in there. Now you know what you were saying, so you know you will be what we call this. We'll be punished for what we knew. Help me, Holy Spirit. Now watch this again so I can hear you. Thomas said unto him, Lord, we know not whither thou goest. How can we know thy way? Jesus said unto him, I am the way. Help me, Holy Spirit. The truth and the life. No man comes unto the Father but by me. If you have known me, you should have known my Father also. And from henceforth you know me, know him, and have seen me. Philip said, help me, Holy Spirit. Philip said now unto him, Lord, show us the Father. It is sufficient for us. Oh, help me, Holy Spirit. He said, Jesus said unto him, have I been so long time with you, and you yet have not, what is it, thou hast not known me? Philip? He said, he that seen me have seen the Father. Help me, Holy Spirit. And look at this here. And have said it, thou then, and show us the Father. Help me, Holy Spirit. He said, believest that thou am in the Father, and the Father's in me. In the word that I speak unto you, I speak not of myself, but the Father that dwells in me do the word. Help me, Holy Spirit. Help me, Holy Spirit. Every time you hear the word preach, help me, Holy Spirit. Every time you hear the word preach, God is in the midst. Watch this here now. When I say preach, I'm talking about when you bringing his name up. You say, well, everybody who preaches don't preach the right. I'm saying when someone's preaching the word of God, mentioning Jesus' name, saying who Jesus is, and not trying to say he's not God in the flesh, saying he's not God, who God has sent down here, that's the person of an anti-spirit. Spirit of God. But someone's preaching Jesus Christ is telling you about him is preaching the gospel. Help me, Holy Spirit. He's preaching the gospel. He is trying to persuade you into believing God sent him down here to save us because salvation is in him. No other man. No other person. It's in him, your favorite speaker, your favorite woman, your favorite man, your favorite song. Nothing can save you unless Jesus' blood is on there. We're just instruments that God used. Help me, Holy Spirit. We are instruments that he used. And some of us don't play out of tune. Help me, Holy Spirit. Some of us stay with the key. You understand? We don't change nothing. Because we're scared if we change something. Help me, Holy Spirit. We believe what it said on Revelation, on the back 21, 22nd, chapter that said, don't add or take away from it, if I could say it like that. He said, because if you do, he'll put a plague over you. I love that thing. Once you get in the book and once you find and study the word and you know the word and you do opposite from the word, brother, you will be chastised for that. Sister, you would be chastised for that. He told Philip, when you see me, you see the Father. I'm in him and he's in me. Help me, Holy Spirit. When you see him, when you see me, you looking just like you looking right at him, eye to eye. Help me, Holy Spirit. Because he said, then he told us in that last part, that verse 10, about the B clause, he said, but the Father that dwells in me, he does the work. Help me, Holy Spirit. Oh, I love this book, man. You know what I love about the book? He teaches us. He teaches us to quit trying to think we're doing this thing. He teaches us to don't lift ourselves up. He teaches us to quit lifting up man. If Jesus said what he was doing is by his Father's business. If Jesus said the works he was doing is because the work of God is in him and doing it, why is we kind of think we doing something? We ain't did nothing. Mm-hmm. Guys, mm-hmm. Women, and everybody can speak well. You know what I'm talking about? That's what you just got. You know what I'm talking about? But the focus should be on the Savior. The focus should be on Jesus Christ, and then what he does. Let me do it one more time. So let me show you. You know, I know you didn't read it 1,000 times, but let me do it like this here. Jesus said unto him, have I been so long time with you, and you and Luke said, yet have thou not know me, Philip? And he that have seen me, look what he said, have seen the Father. Help me, Holy Spirit. That is so plain. And how says thou then, so was the Father? You see, I just told you, man. Why would you even ask me that? And I'm showing you, I'm in your presence right now. Now watch this. I know this is messing with everybody up. You ain't really up in the word. He said, believe it not that I am in the Father. That's what he said. You believe it not that I am in the Father and the Father's in me? That's what he told him. He said, the word that I speak unto you, I speak not of myself. Help me, Holy Spirit. But the Father that dwells in me, he does the word. Believe me that I am in the Father and the Father in me, or else believe for the very work's sake. Believe for the very work's sake. But you got to believe in one thing he said at the beginning. You got to believe what he gave us this earlier. He said just like this here. He said, let not your heart be troubled. He said, you believe in God, believe also in me. Until you get that there, until you believe in that there, all the rest of the scripture behind, if you don't get that there, you're going to be hung up in all the scripture behind it. You have to believe in him as you believe in God. Help me, Holy Spirit. Watch this now. I know I'm saying something right now. He said, believe me that I am in the Father and the Father is me. He said, or else believe me for the works, for the very works sake. Brother, I say unto you, he said, he that believe on me, the works that I do, shall he do also, and greater works than these shall be he do. He said, because I go unto my Father. I'm going to do something with that. Watch this here. And whatsoever you should ask in my name, that will I do, that the Father may be glorified in the Son. Watch this here, y'all. If you should ask anything in my name, I will do it. I was kind of hurt last night, right? And I put my hand on the spot where I was really, really hurt, right? And I kept saying, in the name of Jesus, right? And it woke me up probably about 2:45 in the morning. It just woke me up. It just had me just feeling funny. You know, it was just something going on with me. And I started praying about it. And brother, he removed that pain from me. I mean, it was trying to knot up. He removed that. But I believe, like the scriptures believe, if you believe in Jesus Christ. Somebody said, well, I didn't pray, and my mother gone. I didn't pray, and my friend gone. I didn't pray, and this is still there. I didn't pray, and this is there. Let me tell you something. Now, you cannot move out of God's will. Your prayer can be all it want to be, but it never move out of his will. Help me, Holy Spirit. He would not move out of his will. There are some things God just gonna allow us to have. There's some things that some people have been dealing with years and years and years, and he won't move it. But I'm telling you from the bottom of my heart, God has left some things in our life to help us walk better, to help us stay focused. Then it also, he removed some things because he knew to keep you where he wants you to do it. He removed some of that stuff off of you. But some of them things he allowed to stay there. That don't mean he haven't heard your prayer. That don't mean it's a no all the time. But some of that thing God said, hold on, you remember? You remember our brother, didn't you? Our brother asked him to remove something. You remember that, Reverend? He asked him to remove something. And I think he asked him three times, Reverend. He asked him to
remove. Yes, sir.
Because he said this is what was on him, and he asked him three times to remove it, and he told him, my grace
and
mercy is sufficient. He said, when you are weak, you are strong. Oh, help me, Holy Spirit. When you are weak, you are strong. And you looking at that, you said, man, Lord, you got to, Lord, just remove it from it. And he didn't. Let it stay on Brother Paul. You know, that's going to be something you might take to your grave, my brothers and sisters. There's some things you're going to take, but one thing you better not take to your grave is unforgiveness. Help me, Holy Spirit. One thing you better not take to your grave is a busybody. One thing you want to take to your grave is a whoremonger. One thing you better not take to your grave. I know I ain't got down yet. See, it's easy for us to talk about somebody being a homosexual and being a lesbian. But we start talking about liars. We start talking about whoremonger. We start talking about the fornication, the adultery, the sorcery, the witchcraft. We start talking about that. Now you're down my road, man. Don't be going down my road. Now you're wrong for that. Jesus wants us to detach ourselves from that lifestyle and serve him. Help me, Holy Spirit. So detach yourself from that. See, have you ever went somewhere and when you went to serve and you just let it all open and say, Lord, I'm not going to hold on to this sin because it's holding me down. See, I'm trying to get his will now. He said, if you ask anything in my name, I will do. So that I will, don't never forget that, I will do. It has to come through Jesus. But Jesus is the one taking it to the Father and telling him, I died for him. I stood in the gap for him. This is what I did for that. That sin, he asked for forgiveness. Now, I've learned the sin is the repentance of sin is not a 360. That's what I learned now. Somebody else might think it's a 360, but it is a 180, a bow face. You turn from that what you ask God to deliver you from or help you quit doing. You turn from it and resist it. You understand me? The Bible said resist the what? And he will flee. He said resist the devil,
yes,
and he shall free. Now I'm going to end this thing with this here. I'm going to end it with this here. I'm going to end it let you know that he told us to do this here. He told us to do this for one another. We learned that. We learned a while ago Jesus was preparing the disciples for his departure. And he letting them know that they're going to be there, you know, and they're going to be there and they're going to go through some things. But don't let your heart be troubled. Matter of fact, when you're going to get to a point that they're going to ask you, where is he? And he's going to say, you know the way. Then he's going to get to the point, was God in him? Was he with God? And God wouldn't, you can be able to tell them because you heard it verbatim out of his mouth because it's in real. Now Jesus had, I want to take it to Jesus had transitioned out of this body. He didn't went on up. And now, why he come to a point for you and I? He said, this is what we do, and we don't do this with ignorance, right? We do this with, we're trying to get knowledge of what we're trying to say when I read this scripture. Watch what the scripture said. He said, but I would not have you to be ignorant, brethren. That's 1 Thessalonians 4 and 13. Concerning them which are asleep. I'm in the book, y'all. He said, that you sorrow not, even as others which have no hope. Help me, Holy Spirit. You know, they got professional moments sometimes. But I'm talking about they know how to tear a church up in a funeral time, we call it. You know, they know how to make it sound like a G-O-Go, you know. But let me give you this from the bottom of my heart. That you better believe this from my heart. He's not telling you not to cry. He said, but don't cry. Well, I don't know how I'm going to make it, Eric. I just don't know how. I know how you can make it. But if you listen to me, I can tell you how you can make it. How is that, Eric? You can get on your knees, or maybe you can just sit in your seat and ask God for strength. Help me, Holy Spirit. That's when his will comes, church. His will comes when we detach ourselves from the worry and give it to him. Where we detach ourselves from the worry, because somewhere down there we done made death a bad thing. Help me, Holy Spirit. I know people that got murdered. I know people that got slaughtered, killed down. Don't think God don't know. Oh, help me, Holy Spirit. It have said something in the book that he said we should obey our parents, right? And honor our parents, right? He said, if you don't do these, my children, you can shorten your days. Help me, Holy Spirit. I really believe that scripture. You know, this might tend to be hard on somebody, but I really believe that scripture is real. I believe that you can shorten your days. Yeah, you can lengthen your days. Well, help me, Holy Spirit. The Bible said he allowed us to have 70. That means 70 years, right? And anything after that, added to that, is grace, man. So I believe that. Also believe that God can do whatever he want to do. Help me, Holy Spirit. I believe that too, Reverend. So when you see in your loved one there, and it remains there, they allow you to see it. If you see them there and don't know whatever situation, how they transition out of here, know this here. You know what I'm talking about? He said, if you know this here, if they know the Lord and they partner this here, he said, don't cry after them like there's no hope. He said, like the others don't have. He said, with us as believers, we believe that if we die, help me, Holy Spirit, if we die, because now, when we die, how about that? When we die, we're going to believe that when I get to the end of this scripture, you're going to understand what I'm talking about. Let me do it anyway. But I would not have you to be ignorant, brethren, concerning them which are asleep, that you sorrow not, even as others have no hope. Watch what's not. He said, for if we believe, I'm just doing Bible, man. He said, but if we believe, I'm just doing Bible, sister. But I'm just doing Bible, sister and brother. He said, for if we believe, I'm saying it for a reason, you got to believe that Jesus died and rose again. Even so of them also which sleep in Jesus will God bring with him. I'm going to do it again. For if we believe that Jesus died and rose again, even so them also which sleep in Jesus will God bring with him. He's for this. Oh, help me, Holy Spirit. We say unto him, by the word of the Lord, I'm in the book, y'all, that we which are alive and remain unto the coming of the Lord should not prevent them which are asleep. Help me, Jose. I'm going to give it to y'all. He said, for the Lord himself should descend from heaven, what I said now, with a shout, with the voice of an archangel, and with a trumpet of God. And the dead, help me, Holy Spirit, in Christ shall rise first. Look what he said. Then we which are alive, now watch this now, y'all, and remain should be caught up together with them in the cloud, in the meeting of the Lord in the air. And look what he said. And so shall every, look what he said, and so we ever, look what he said, ever be with the Lord. Now, I'm going to do this last part. He said, wherefore, comfort one another with these words. Help me, Holy Spirit. Now, in reading all what I just read, because I didn't want to stop that time, in reading all we just read, you have to believe, again, Romans 10, 9, and 10. You have to believe in that. You have to confess with that. He said, but before I want you ignorant, because these people just sleep. That's all they are. They sleep, they resting now. No more counsel. No more diabetes. We call it sugar this way. No more, watch this. No more heartache. No more dialysis. No more, watch this here. No more open wounds up and keep getting bed sore. None of that stuff. He said, now he didn't gave them that ultimate healing to pull them out of that body to be in rest. Now, when he say this here, he said, but the ones who are dead, and the ones who are alive, would not go before the ones who are dead. He said they will not prevent. That means they will not go before the one asleep. Now he said for the Lord himself, so come down. I like this stuff. And he's going to be shouting with this thing now. And the voice of archangels now. And God's voice is going to be in the midst of all this here. And he said they're going to rise first, dead in Christ. Oh, I'm feeling good about that one. If you're laying down there, my sister, if you're in rest, if you died in Christ, if you want to do it like that, if you've been transitioned out this body, if you want to do it like that, and God come back in the second death, help me, Holy Spirit. He come back and he called us home. Some of us might be still living when this happened. Some of us might be still here. Might be still here when this happens. Somebody said they've been saying that for many years. But I'm telling you, I believe it's going to happen. He's taking it one by one right now. Help me, Holy Spirit. Sometimes two by two, three by three. But he's moving us off this earth. And he told them, he said, that we'll be caught up in the air without both of them, the dead in Christ, if you remain there. And then he told us to do this for us. This is what I love about the book. He didn't tell you to cover with all your good cliche words and statements that we make. He said, comfort them with these words. So we try to comfort you with these words. We thank God for the Holy Spirit. I'm going to tell you like this here. I'm going to do this with love. I just believe that we should teach and preach that death is not bad. We should teach that.
Mm-hmm.
And then when I say teach, we should make it plain enough so they can understand it. We should also be, you know, a lot of us like that emotional kind of sermons, you know, and all that. But we shouldn't always have a sermon, a teaching lesson that we can't sit down and take our time in that lesson to give you some good understanding. We live in a time that people don't know about the cross for real. They don't know about the cross. You know, they didn't hear all the homiletics to it, how people holler and cry to it and all that. But they don't know about it because he keeps saying, if you believe. He didn't say all your works. He didn't say nothing about your works. He said, if you believe that Jesus died and rose again, you will have this salvation, my brothers and sisters. Don't let nobody fool you. You know what I'm talking about? Then that belief that you believe in, it'll start working on your life. You know what I'm talking about? It'll start working on how you correlate with that. I'm not saying you're not going to mess up. I'm not going to be the one to tell you I have never messed up and won't mess up. I know I will and have. You know what I'm talking about? But I do know one thing about it. I'm trying to live close to him, though. I'm trying to live like he's coming today. And if he do come, I know it won't be just because of what I did on this inside this body. It'll be because of 999% because of his blood. Help me, Holy Spirit. I know it will be. But once he get in, he calls you to look at your life different. It don't cause you to live any kind of way. The Bible said he said, God forbid if you stay longer in there. He said, if you dead to sin, you should live no longer in it. Oh, help me, Holy. So what he's saying, you should be practicing sin. You shouldn't be doing this like you just wake up and go to sleep like it ain't never been nothing bothering you. But then I'm going to tell you like this, once he's in you, brothers and sisters, you're going to repent. You're going to ask God for forgiveness if he's in you, you know. Help me, Holy Spirit. So I thank God for the word. I thank him, Reverend. That's all I have, man. I thank God for what's in store.
Yeah. What a lesson. What a lesson. Thank you, Lord. Man. I just sit back and listen and thank God how he has been blessing us over and over again, encouraging our hearts. Oh, praise the Lord. Encouraging our hearts when we say, when in the scripture, when we are weak. Hallelujah. That's when we are strong. Hallelujah. When we're trusting and hoping in Him. Praise the Lord. Thank God for this Thessalonians. First Thessalonians that gives us hope. Hallelujah. When we cry because of our loss, one thing I love about God, He cares, and He comforts us, just like He was over at John when He was speaking with His disciple. He was comforting them, getting ready, preparing them. But before the storm, God will comfort you. Hallelujah! If we open our hearts and accept, hallelujah. And see His blessings, see His reality. Look for Him. Look for Him to be a blessing unto you. Look for Him to give you that hope, that strength. Praise the Lord. I read to you what a Martha gave to us. Thank God for her. Hallelujah. Blessings, everything we need. everything we need, she says, man. Our relationship with the Lord Jesus Christ is the source of the wisdom, patience, and power we need to honor God, help others, and meet the challenges of today. Praise the Lord. In every situation, he has given us everything we need to serve and honor him. God promised to provide everything we need to honor him. Hallelujah, with our lives. Thank you, Lord. Also, he sends in kangaroo and endless forgetting those things which are behind. I press towards the goal. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Philippians 3:13-14. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Sometimes we need to forget certain things that are behind us that's not going to help us in our future. Hallelujah. Oh, hallelujah. Hallelujah. One thing I want to always remember is remember God. Then that will help us in our future. Sometimes we need to let the past be the past and let us push towards the mark of the high calling in Christ Jesus. Praise the Lord. I will go anywhere provided it is forward. I will go anywhere provided it is forward. Hallelujah. God bless you today. God keep you by prayer. Praise the Lord. We thank you. Thank you, Red, for that beautiful lesson. Thank you and praise the Lord. Thank you, Lord. Praise the Lord. So if there be no pushes of the one button, we'll pray and continue to let God have his way. Hallelujah. 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 Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Praise the Lord.
Good morning, my brother. Good morning, good morning, good morning. Brother Devon, sound like he's a little in the water, but God is able to all good. Just stopping by to hear the word again and tell my brother, really appreciate him for Monday. You know, the Bible says there's a ram in the bush, and my brother was my ram in the bush Monday. I really wasn't even expecting him. Brother Tim went out of nowhere. Brother Eric came in to help a brother in time of need. I want to tell you guys again, as I always do, I truly appreciate you taking your time to give the word of God every Monday through Friday. My brother said a lot that this may be the only church that some people are here, get a chance to attend. And I know from doing the service myself, from being in church way over three quarters of my life, it's a lot of work involved. And I just want to tell you guys in words, man, you know, you say, give me my flowers while I yet live. I want to give you guys your flowers now, because Reverend Henry and Brother Eric, I truly appreciate you all coming in. Sometimes I don't get a chance to say nothing, but I'll be listening. And it does it so good when you can start your day off hearing the word of God. I was sitting there listening this morning. My brother made a statement. I said, you know, sometimes you read some stuff and you hadn't read it in a while. You have to go back and refresh your mind, refresh your memory. And I ran and I pulled up something. I said, oh, there it is. And I was listening to him as he was saying, I ran to John. I saw it right here. It says, very, very, I say unto you, John 14:12, he that believeth on me, the work that I do should do also and greater work. And that word greater right there has screwed a lot of people's up, thinking they can do better than God and not understanding that you're going to do better through God, not without God. You can only do it with him, not without him. Amen. But I thank you all for giving the word this morning, my brother. I really do thank you. I want to let you know, as my brother Eric said, I love you. Nothing you can do about it. Wouldn't let you if you could. It will be on. If I don't come in, just know Brother D is listening. Just some days my hands are full with little truck and I can't hit the one button because of so much noise. But I do be listening to you guys. Keep up the good work.
keep praising God as I know you're going to do. And I know God has a blessing for you. Amen. Amen. Thank you, brothers. Thank you.
Praise the Lord. Yes.
Amen.
Thank the Lord. Thank the Lord this day. Praise the Lord.
Change me, oh God. Make me more like you. Wash me through, create in me a clean heart, so that I may worship you.
Remember this?